Okay, Simon, what are you wearing right now?
Nothing.
That's right. And what do people normally wear?
Clothes.
Exactly. So now mommy's going to teach you how to dress yourself. Clothes keep us warm, they look good, and if we go out without them, the neighbors will talk. So it's important to know how to get dressed. Here's how it's done. Underwear always comes first, name tag at the back, then pants, then shirt. Get the first button in the right hole, or you have to start all over. If you're wearing a tie, it goes over, round, round, through, and pull tight. Tuck your shirt into your pants and zip up your fly. Socks go in first, then shoes, right on right, left on left. With shoelaces, just take the ends, cross them over, switch the loops. The rabbit goes down the hole, pull tight, and you're left with bunny ears.
I love bunnies.
Good to know. Now remember, spots don't go with stripes, socks don't go with sandals, and if you've tucked in your shirt, wear a belt. Got it? Why are your pants on your head?
Most parenting is hard to do in just 2 minutes. But spending just 2 minutes twice a day making sure they brush their teeth is easier and could help save them from a lifetime of tooth pain. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. That's 2min2x.org. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ag Council.
It's halftime at UD Arena. Our halftime program today is being brought to you by the Bob Ross Auto Group on Loop Road in Centerville. Now let's head back to the studios for halftime.
That's a field to out-rebound a team by 11, which coming in, of course, you were minus 13. I'm sorry I have to bring that up, but I thought your aggression on the boards today was excellent. Yeah. Talk about that, please.
Yeah, that was everything. You know, we challenged them with that. We repped it a ton. It's just a toughness factor. It's a focus factor, and I thought our team had both of those things nailed down today. They were tough from start to finish, and they really pursued them, you know. Claire and Amaya having, 9 and 13 each, you know, that's huge. Players that want to get up and meet it at its peak, to pursue it and then to take care of it, that was everything. So, yeah, it was huge.
It looked like this was this was a totally different team than the other night. They were swinging the ball around, they were moving it, they were getting good shots. It looked like they just had all this energy tonight that maybe was lacking the other day.
Yeah.
Did you put a foot up their butt? Or?
I'm so glad you saw a different team.
Yeah.
I'm so glad you did. Yeah, I would just say, like, kudos to my coaching staff. Like, we got a loss focuses you, you know. A bad loss focuses you, and that's how we felt. You know, we didn't quite have an identity on offense at the end of that game, and it was bad. It was bad offense. And so we went back to the basics. Small little fundamentals made a huge difference today. And they really, they found each other when they were open, and then we made shots. And making them early was a huge key of the game, just to get the momentum, get the crowd behind you. And that was huge. Our shooters showed up right from the start, and that was huge.
How about Riley coming in 1 of 6 from 3? She knocks down 2 threes early on. What does that do for her confidence?
Yeah, hopefully it only encourages her to keep shooting, you know. I should never have to tell that one to shoot, and she knows that. So just proud of her for finding the bucket in game. We've seen it in practice all fall. And so, you know, I think she's just a willing shooter and super talented there, and happy to see it take place in a game.
You made 21 free throws. They only attempted 16. That's like Bobby Knight's formula for winning a game.
Yeah, yeah. We've gotten to the free throw line in every single game we played, basically, and that's been a huge focus of ours. And we made them. We made them at a better clip today, which is good. So just pleased with their ability to get to the rim, to have toughness, to you know, get those girls on a hip and make them foul. And it's a huge part of our offense. So getting there is great, and getting there at what we did compared to what they did, even though it felt like we followed them a ton. That fourth quarter took forever, so we just kept hacking them too. So
got her a little late. Can you just talk about the importance for Claire Henson? I mean, she can do it all. She's driving in the lane. She's comfortable shooting outside.
Yeah.
She's been really reliable for you guys through these first 4 games.
Absolutely. She's just a versatile guard. You know, she can play anywhere on the floor, offensively and defensively, and just kind of relentless with her effort. You know,
I guess.
Go ahead.
To piggyback off of that, like, you know, with Lawrence Scott being out right now, you know, it must be reassuring for you to have, you know, Miller, Henson, and Sagister all playing at the level they are so far to this point.
Yeah, and that's what, you know, I expect that from my returners. They know what we want. They know how we want it done. And I think there's just been a lot of teaching that I think they forgot kind of our expectations. And so just holding them to those standards, making them be accountable. You know, I got on Kai one time early on because she guarded a flare screen wrong. And I was like, I can't have that from a 3-year player. Like, you got to do it right and set the tone. And so, you know, having them run through it, keeping them accountable, that's the only way we'll get better. But really pleased with our returners and their just ability to make big plays on both ends of the floor.
They had a freshman, Kamara. What did you do on her scout? You basically took her out of the game entirely until a few free throws at the end.
Yeah, she's a skilled player. You know, I don't think she shot as much as she normally does today. But, yeah, I just thought we played a very poised level of effort on defense. You know, we didn't overplay, we didn't overswitch, but just trying to contain and protect the paint. At times it was better than others, but that was a big key for the defensive side of the ball.
I'll be that guy and bring up one negative.
You know it is.
Do it.
You had 7 turnovers in the first half. I think you had 15 in the second half. Is that just over-aggressiveness? I know Riley had one where she caught it and just moved too quick.
Yeah.
And, you know, you took her right out, probably to point out what happened.
Yeah.
But look, a few more turnovers in the second half. Chalk it up to just them being aggressive? Or
yeah, I think pace is everything. And right now, a slower pace in a game like this is what we were going for. So the minute we started getting a rebound and putting it on the deck right away, it turned into a turnover. The minute we started just flying down the floor in transition with them, they've got really good, quick guards that come behind you and keep the pressure on you, even if you are playing at that pace. So it was just controlling the pace is everything. Did not feel like we did a great job of that from start to finish. But I think every single one of those turnovers, those players felt. And they knew what to do. It's just a matter of getting it done consistently is a growth area for us.
The good thing is they only converted those into 20 points.
Yes, absolutely.
That's less than a point of turnover.
Yep.
So, I mean, if there's a positive, go with that.
For sure. Yep. Yeah, and I think a slew of them were late, too, you know, that clock just needed to keep ticking. But.
Yeah, they looked like you had 9 in the third quarter. That was kind of and that looked like there was, you know, the very beginning. I think it might have been maybe Tennessee State or being a little bit more.
All I know at the media of the third quarter, we only had 3 shots.
Right.
You know, we had more turnovers than shots, and that's the recipe of how to lose.
So. I have to ask about the crowd, 5,900, Education Day. What does that do for you and your team to play?
Yeah, it's a fun environment. Yeah, super, super enjoyable to have all those little kiddos screaming for you. I thought they did a great job. You know, I thought Colton did an excellent job getting people here and entertaining them. So we felt it. I think making those early shots was a huge, huge momentum boost, and that we needed that to play well all game.
I want to ask another question about another player, Amaya. You know, she seems to have come in here and just had a seamless transition. Another double double for her today.
Yeah.
She's really, you know, offered you some strong presence down low in the paint that really looked like you were really needing last game against Indiana State.
Yeah.
And I guess the second part to that question: do you think, you know, this season, will you ever implement maybe having 2 bigs in at once? I know. Notice, like, you kind of go back and forth between her and Chard Pelequin.
Mm-hmm.
Will there ever be a point this season where you see both of them inside at the same time?
Well, I mean, potentially if we need it. You know, I don't think our offense is based around that. So
everyone else follows out.
If we needed it defensively, but I also don't think, you know, Amaya's old. She can't play the whole game, you know. We need to save them a little
That's
bit.
Subjective.
So. Yeah, sorry. She's wise, you know, in her years. But she has been awesome. She's done everything we've asked from the minute she's gotten here. She's had a great attitude. She's worked her tail off. And she, I think, is finding so much enjoyment in the game right now. That really is everything for me. I'm so glad she's having fun in her last year, you know, and hoping to continue that.
You were able to go pretty much 8 deep. Maybe 9. I mean, Anna got about five and a half
mm-hmm.
minutes. So when you get Lauren back and you add another player to the rotation, I mean, what do these early games do to help some of these subs who see a lot of quality minutes when things get tight in the league play?
No, I think we absolutely are a deep team. And, you know, add Abby Riddle to that. Like, no one knows who she is, but she's another really, really good guard that we're hoping to get back soon. And, you know, I think that can really make us a dangerous backcourt. You know, I think we'll be really deep there. So, yeah, I think I don't really want to play Claire and Macy 33 minutes, but they were both so good today. I kind of needed to keep them out there. So, yeah, I'm excited for getting Scotty back. I'm really thankful her knees and.
Do we know anything about Lauren? I will say as an observation, she's out there as one of your assistant coaches today. She was putting in a lot of input to her teammates.
Yeah, so then we need her to do that. She's a captain for us. She's a three-year player. She's got the most experience on the team. And she's a great communicator. She has respect from everybody. And so she's, you know, that's one of her roles while she's out, is we challenged her, like, you know, you gotta forget about yourself here and help us win. And you do that by leading. You can do that still while you're on the bench. So she's done an incredible job with that.
You almost think like her grandfather was a national championship coach or
right?
something, right?
She's got a little bit of knowledge. I think it was yesterday in practice. She was leading the team through just a defensive scout. And I was just like, want to coach someday, Scotty? Because I'd take you.
So one last thing about Claire, because you mentioned you don't want to play her 33 minutes, but she drew 10 fouls. You know, taking the ball in. She's aggressive. Yeah. So when you got that kind of a player, I mean, it's almost like, how do you take her out of the game?
I know. Yeah, I had to keep her out there. She was doing it all. She was rebounding. She was drawing fouls. She was making free throws. She was finishing at the rim. She was just making huge plays today, and that's who she is. We've seen it ever since she stepped into her role this season.
Did you have time before or after the game to talk to head coach Dupree at all? I know she's got quite the resume with her time in the WNBA
yeah.
and whatnot.
Yeah, just a little bit. So pretty intimidating.
Yeah, a little bit.
She's got quite the resume, you know, but she basically just said she just wanted to get into, you know, working for herself, you know, and not having to work under anybody else and coaching these young women from Tennessee State. So looks like she's doing an awesome job. It was good to talk to her.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Good luck.
The Halftime Program was brought to you today by the Bob Ross Auto Group on Loop Road in Centerville. Now let's head back to the arena for the second half of today's contest.